Begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos, daf Yud Gimel. Begin 7 lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next parak, the second parak of Masechtas Menachos, parak HaKoymetzes HaMincha. And it takes off where we had left off in the previous parak regarding the laws of invalidations in a mincha, specifically the machshava of pigul, of having an inappropriate thought during the one of the primary avodas in a mincha. Says the Mishnah, HaKoymetzes HaMincha, if someone does the first of the four avodas that are integral by a mincha, that of taking a fistful, which is burnt, called the kmitza, to burn it on the mizbeach. So when he's doing that avodah of the kmitza, he has in mind lechel shireha, to eat the leftovers, or to sacrifice the fistful that's taken to burn it lamach, or either to eat the shirayim tomorrow or to burn the kmitza tomorrow. Says the Mishnah, Meidr B'Yesi B'Zer B'Yesi agrees in this situation, Shehu Pigul V'Chayevan Lavkaris, that there's going to be, it's going to have the halacha category of pigul, and thus if one eats from this mincha, he's going to be liable for karas. Now, and that the Mishnah continues, however, lahakter levainasa lamachar, if let's say he has in mind, when he's doing the kmitza, he has in mind to burn the levaina, which is part of the mincha sacrifice, to burn that tomorrow. So, b'yisirim epasal v'imakars, in this situation, if someone would eat from that mincha, it's only going to be invalid, but there's not going to be liable of karas. As we will explain the reason for this. In contrast to chachamim, they disagree. They say, no, pigul v'chayim lo karas. It's going to be pigul, and they're going to be liable karas, because here's someone, during the avodah of kmitza, is having a mind to do one of the avodahs beyond its time, chutzazmane, which is pigul. And actually, Amr Lai, they said to Rabbi Yisi, Mashin Zeman HaZevach, why is this situation any different than the carbon, where if we're slaughtered on the condition to sacrifice its emurim tomorrow, it's going to be pigul? Here also, when he's doing the avoda, and part of the mincha, doing the kmitza, he's having in mind to sacrifice the levain tomorrow, it should be the same idea, it should also be pigul. On that, Amr Lahan, he said to them, no, Shazevach, by an animal carbon, Dama Ubisara Ivemurav Echad. It's blood, it's flesh, it's sacrificial parts, all the same thing. So there, when you're doing the avoda in the carbon, and you're having in mind one of these things to do it beyond this time, it's going to be pigul. Ulavayna in a mina mincha. However, granted, the frankincense is not part of the mincha. It's not the flower offering itself. And therefore, it's going to be different over here, and having in mind, during the kmitza of the flower offering, to burn the frankincense tomorrow, that's not going to be the halacha of pigul, as the Gemara will explain what this opinion of Rabbi Yisi is. Now, first the Gemara asks, why do we have to say Rabbi Yisi agrees in this case? This is the classical case of the halacha of pigul, doing one of the avodas, as we said in the previous parak, having in mind to eat one of the achilas od machilas mezbech chutzas manoi, it's going to be pigul. Says the Gemara, you're right. Mishum the kabay lemisna sefer. It's only because we wanted to learn the contrast of the sefer. The Mishnah then continued and said, "But lahakter levinas lamacher, that if he has a mind to burn the levinah tomorrow, there would be say I'm a pasul be makaris." He says, "Oh no, there it's only going to be pasul. It's not going to be karis. And one would eat from the mincha beyond right now after he had the machshava psula." Now that says the Gemara. That's why I have to say in the Reisha, "Moyer be bizu," because ma'udetem. What would you say? Time of Rabbi Yisi sounds like from the halacha the sefer that the reason of Rabbi Yisi is because he holds you cannot create pigul with only half of a permitter. Where if a person has a mind to do the avodah tomorrow with only half of the permitter, which is the levaina, the case of the sefer is that he's having a mind during the avodah to sacrifice half of the permitter tomorrow, because there's two permitters for the mincha. There's the burning of the kaimitz, which is the festival of flour, and the burning of the levaina. Those are two things that permit the leftovers. So it sounds like that the reason why he holds, and he disagrees with the chachamim, that that's not going to create pigul, because you have to have in mind that you're doing the entirety of the matter, chutzlas mana. And here you only have in mind of half the matter, which is levaina. So therefore, I would have thought to say, v'afila reisha nami, that even the reisha, when he has a mind to burn the kaimetz la'achaz manoi, that that's also only a service of half of the matter, and therefore even Rabbi Yisrael would disagree over there, because that's also only half, he's only having a mind to burn the kaimetz tomorrow, but not also the levaina, so therefore it's only half of the matter, and maybe therefore he would disagree and hold, it's not going to be pigul. That's what he's continuing to Bay is Kamash Mulan the Bahamaida. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us in the Reisha. Then no, Rabbi Yisi agrees in that case, because the reason of Rabbi Yisi is not because you cannot be mefagel in a chatzi matter, meaning when you're doing the Avodah to then go ahead and, let's say, burn a half a matter, where in actually the reason is in the Reisha, he agrees that you could have a mind just for the burning the kmitza, even though it's half a matter. The reason of Rabbi Yisi is that the Gemara is going to teach later on is because ein matter mefagel matter. When in the case of the Seifa, when he's doing the Avodah of the Kemitza, that Kemitza, which all the Dalar Avodis are in the Kemitza, is a half a matir. It's one of the matirim of the Shirayim. Now, additionally, the Levain is also a matir. A matir cannot be mafagal a matir. That's the reason. But the Reisha, when he's having in mind in the Kemitza for the Shirayim, or to go ahead in its own matir of burn it, although it's a half a matir, that of course one could create pigle. Now the Mishnah said, as we quoted this case, the Seifa said, let's say when he's doing the Avodis of the Kemitza, he has a mind to burn the Levain of the frankincense tomorrow. He says that it's only going to be invalid, but it's not going to be the halacha of pigle of Karas, whereas the Chacham disagree. So Amr Shlakish, he says, in other words, the reasoning of Rabbi Yisi is because ein matir mefagel es amatir, a permitter cannot create pigle in another matir. In other words, in this situation, like in the Mishnah, when he's doing an avoda of one of the permitters of the shrine, which is the kemitza, that cannot take effect to create pigle in having a machshava in one of the other matirim, which is the levaina, by having a machshava on the levaina when he's doing the avoda in the kemitza. And the Chinat Ha'Emer says, Rosh Lakish, so too you say, b'shnei b'zichel levaina shalechem apanim, by the 2 spoons of frankincense that come with the 12 showbreads on the shulchan, if let's say when he's sacrificing one of the spoons of the levaina, of the lechem apanim, with the intention of sacrificing the other spoon tomorrow, that's not going to be a machshav of creating pigle. She'im matr, mefagel es matr, because a matr, which generally that's the machshav is that, like by a carbon, by dam, that's a matter. So you can have a mind to consume, let's say, the meat, which is what permits, what gets permitted by the matter. But to have a mind from one matter to do something wrong with another matter, that's not going to create pigle. Now the Gemara asks, "My v'chein ataima." What is Rosh Lakish saying that? And so too you'll say with the case of shnei bezicha levaina. Obviously, because like Rabbi Yisi said, wherever it is that there's 2 matirim, Rabbi Yisi disagrees and says one matter cannot mefagel another matter. Says the Gemara, no, because Maudetema, what would you say? Time and Rabbi Yisi, Belavaina, what's the reason of Rabbi Yisi in our Mishnah? By the frankincense. You would say, Mishum de lavmina de minchahi. Because it's not the same species, not the same type, although it comes together with a carbon mincha. One is flour and one is frankincense. So over there, you'll say that they're 2 totally different entities, and a matur cannot mefakul a totally different type of matur. But by the 2 spoonfuls of frankincense that come with the lechem upon him, they're both the same type of thing, they're both frankincense. I would say that actually one could be mefagel the other. That's what he added on by saying that that even by shnei bezich levaina, that there also the halacha is going to be ein matur mefagel es amatur. However, on this interpretation of Rosh Lakish, the Gemara asks, is that really possible to say that the reason of Rabbi Yisi by Levain in our Mishnah, it's not because it's a different type of thing than the flour? And you're saying, no, same thing would be even if it's the same type, because it's not the primary, it's not the reason because it's a different type. Is that really possible to say? But Rakhtani Sefer, we learned at the end of our Mishnah, the Ramalai, the Chacham, the disputants of Rabbi Yisi, they said to him, wait a second, Mashin Semin HaZevach, why is this case of the Levaina, when he's doing the Kemitza, having mind the Levaina, you're saying that there's no pigle, why is it different than a regular carbon, when he's doing the Avodah of the Dam, which is in the meat, he's having in mind to burn the Emurim tomorrow, why over there does it create pigle, and here, when even the blood is different than the Emurim, why doesn't the Kemitza of the Mincha also create pigle by the levaina through having a machshav in the frankincense? Oh, Malahan Rabbi Yisi said to them, no, hazavach damayu besari ve'muruv echad. By a carbon, by an animal sacrifice, the blood, the meat, the sacrificial parts, all from the same animal. Levaina enem in the mincha, but the frankincense is not from the flower. It's a different thing. So it sounds like that is his primary reason. How could you say it's not, and therefore you would even say the same halacha Rabbi Yisi b'shnei bezich levaina? He says clearly because it's not the same type of thing as the flower itself. And that says the Gemara, no. Truthfully, it's like how Rish Lakish was saying it. Because, ein matur mefagel es amatur. What Rabbi Yisi was responding to them in the Mishnah was, when he said that by a zevach, it's all one, he was trying to say, therefore, the blood is what's permitting everything else. It's what permits the Emurim to be sacrificed. And therefore, when he's doing that avodah by the dam, let's say by the zrika, and he's having in mind that the sacrificial parts should be consumed on the mizbeach chutzis manoi, at the time when he's doing that avodah by the blood, that's not 2 different permitters, because everything is part of what's being permitted by the blood. But that's what he's saying, in contrast, by the frankincense. My eina mina mincha, what did he mean when he says it's not part of the mincha? It means eina be'ikuv mincha. It's not part of the integral permissibility like we have of the leftovers of the mincha, because actually the kemitza is not what withholds the ability of the levain of being sacrificed. The lav ki hecha de ma'akav lo kaimis l'shrayim. It's not the same as the kemitza that holds back the ability of the consuming the leftovers of the mincha by the kahanim. The kama de lav miskatu kaimis l'misak l'shrayim. As long as you didn't burn the kaimis, you're not allowed to eat the leftovers yet. Hachanami ma'akav lo levainus. You would think to say, oh, so the same thing would apply by the levaina. That's not true. Ella rather, ibai, if the kohen wants, hai makta bereisha, if he wants, he can sacrifice this one first. Vibai hai makta bereisha, if he wants, he can sacrifice this one first. He could do whichever one first, the kemitza, he can burn first, or the levaina. And therefore, what that means to say is that the levaina is its own permitter. It's not permitted by the kemitza. Why not? Well, how does it not get? Because it's its own thing. Oh, it's its own matter? That's why it's different, because a matar mafagel is a matar. In contrast, by a zevach, when he was saying damay besari muruv is all the one thing, it means to say it's all going to be permitted by the dam. That's why it's one thing. And that's why when you're having machshava one of those other things, it's going to create pigel. Here, it's not going to be permitted. Kemitza and levaina, it doesn't get permitted by the kemitza. You can do whichever one first. Oh, therefore that makes them two different things. What does that mean? It means to say, because each one is its own individual matter. Oh, individual matter, a matter, mefagel, as a matter. So that's exactly like Rish Lakish had said. Now, in contrast, Rabbanah, who disagree with Rabbi Yezi, ki amrinan ein matter, mefagel, as a matter, they agree to that principle. But when do we say that a permitter does not permit another permitter, as the parenthesis says, like gabishachet echem and akvasam lechem mechaver lamacher, like when you're slaughtering one of the lambs, as we'll see in the next Mishnah that come on Shavuos, to eat one of the other ones tomorrow, the amrit shneim kashem, that's where you say they're both going to be kosher, where the girsois take out the parentheses, which, as the Gemara explains, that's where they weren't established in one vessel. For example, which, as we just mentioned, regarding the coming Mishnah, by the Kivsei Atzeres, the two lambs are brought on Shavuos, where the Rabbanan agree over there at the end of that Mishnah, where if, let's say, someone slaughtered one of the lambs to eat from one of the other lambs tomorrow, there we say that both lambs are going to be kosher, because both of the lambs are considered matirim, they're our permit, the two breads that are brought, the Shtei HaLechem, on Shavuos to be eaten. There most definitely the Chacham agree that you're right, a matir is not going to be mefagel as a matir, because they're two totally different animals. They don't have any connectivity between them, besides that they're both brought on Shavuos and they're both over permitters, but they're two totally distinct permitters. That's what we say, ein matir mefagel as a matir. This we disagree with Rabbi Yisi in the halacha of a Mishnah, but where they were both established and they were made into one unit in one vessel, because when the mincha is brought, not only is the flour in there, but levain is on the two, so kechadam is considered as one, and therefore it's what they said, like a zevach, it's one, and if it's like one, then even though essentially they're both permitted, but it's like one thing, like one unit, like a carbon, and therefore having a machshava during the avodah of the kemitza of the levaina to eat it tomorrow will create pigel, because that's different than the halacha of the coming Mishnah. Now, continuing a related discussion regarding the halacha of levaina that we mentioned, Amr Bianai, he says, likat levaina, if after the burning of the kemitza, the way it would go is that they would push the levaina to the side, and they would take a fistful of the kemitza and do all the avodas and sacrifice on the mizbeach, so after the kemitza was sacrificed, they would then gather the frankincense that was on top of the flour and burn that too. So if let's say that frankincense was gathered from the top of the flour, and that was gathered bizarre by a non-kohen, so Shabbian the Apostle, that invalidates the mincha. Says so, my time, what's the reason? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Mishum Haylocha Naguba. It's related to the halachas of one of the Dalar Avaidis of transporting. Where here, this person, this non-kohen, gathered it and gave it to the kohen, he diminished from the transportation, from the traveling of the kohen. Now, Hoylocha is one of the four Dalar Avaidis, as the Gemara learns in Zvachim, where it says over there, meaning we learn that from Karban, this animal sacrifice, where it says Hoylocha, like the Pasuk B'Kriv Ben Aharon, which, although the Gemara in Zvachim, Navdal Manav, says that refers to the Kabbalah Sadam, however, since it was said in the terminology of bringing near, that refers to Hoylocha, as the Gemara explains in Chagig Yud Alpha Manav. Now, so therefore says Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ksavar Hoylocha Shlei B'Regel, that the Rabbi Yanai held that, like in this situation, even though it was transporting it without the feet, because he didn't move from his place, all he did was he gathered the frankincense and he passed it to the kain, Shema Haylocha, that's also called transporting. Vaylocha Bazar Psula, and Haylocha Bazar with a non-kain is possible, and therefore that's why this gathering, the one that put it together and gave it to the kain, is going to invalidate the mincha. Amr Abmar, he says, we also learned like this in the Mishnah on the previous daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that gathering the levaina is an avaida, and therefore if it's done by a zar, it's going to invalidate it. Because the Mishnah said, Zahakal, this is the rule. Kala Kaimitz, whoever does the Kmitza, Benoisa Makli, or puts it into the vessel, Ba'amaylech, or transports, Ba'amakhtor, or burns it, which mentions all the four different Avaidas that are distinct to have a Makhshava of Pigal doing it. So says Rav Mari, Bishlemi Kaimitz, we could understand that regarding the Kmitza, that Kmitza is similar to slaughtering because each one of those is taking a separate part of the carbon and separating from the rest of the animal, which is going to be permitted to the Kanim, and using it for Hashem. By Shechita, one is doing that as a process of removing the blood to throw it on the Mizbech. So to over here, the Kmitz is taking removing from the flower to be able to take it and sacrifice onto the Mizbech to Hashem. So we find the parallel between the four Avodas by Mincha that we find by Karban, and that's what we know the Halacha from, comparing Mincha to Chatz and Hashem. So transporting the mincha is similar to transporting the blood of the carbon. Makter hainazoyik, burning the kmitza is similar to throwing the blood on the mizbech. Both of them are being put onto the mizbech. Elanais and Makliber, regarding the second one, of putting the kmitza into a vessel, my coffin, what's he doing? Elit, why is that considered a distinct avaida to be chayfa pigal, like we said in the mission, the previous stuff? If you would think, as it would seem like, because, oh, it's comparing it to the receiving of the blood by an animal sacrifice, me dummy, are they comparable? They're not. The blood falls by itself into the vessel. Here the kohen has to take the fistful and put it into the vessel. So it's two totally different types of things. One is just catching and one is putting it in. So Ella, rather, says Ramari, must be Mishum the Kivin de Sagula de Loyavala, since it's not possible not to do it, because it's one of the integral avoidas of the Mincha that you have to put it and be Makadish the Kmitz in the Kli. So therefore, avoid the Chashuvahi, so it's considered a distinct service. Sal Karchach Mashvah Kabbalah, that's why by default we'll compare it to the receiving of the blood of the animal sacrifice, but only because it's integral. So therefore, says Ramar, Hachanam here also by gathering the frankincense, keeping the Lisagi Lod level, since it's not possible not to do it, because you have to do that to be able to gather it to burn it on the Mizbech, so Avoida Chashuvahi. So therefore, it's considered a distinct Avoida. And Al Karchach Mashvah Lekalacha, that's why we're going to obviously compare it to the Halacha of Halacha, transporting it, because it's integral. And just like you see by the putting the Kmitza in the Kli, where although it's not really comparable to anything by the blood carbonus of a Zedach, but if it's integral, we'll consider it an avodah to have a machshava pigel. So to over here, it's going to be considered an avodah to invalidate by a zar, by the transporting shalei beregel of the likud levina. And that's the Gemara Lo, it's not a raya. Olam the dumi lekabala. Truth is, you can't say because something's integral, and if it doesn't have a comparative place in the zevach, that it's going to be considered an avodah of, let's say, pigel or invalidating with a zar. It's not true. Truth is, you have to find a parallel by the Zevach, and therefore we wouldn't have a right to Likud Levina. Oh, but then why'd you say, well, how can you learn that the halacha of Kiddush Kimitz Bekli if it's different than the halacha of Kabbalah? And that's the Zigmar, no. It's similar to Kabbalah, with the Kakashlach, but the question that you had, Hasam Emela, Hocha, Kashalka, Varami, there it's by itself, by default, and here one has to actually pick it up and put it into the vessel. And that's the Zigmar, Mechti, let's see, Tavari, Kiddush, Kli, both of them are essentially sanctifying the element in the vessel, where when they receive the blood in the vessel, and the putting of the kmitza into a vessel, where both of them are sanctifying what's being put into the vessel. Now, so regarding that, they're the same. So mali mele, mali kashaka varami, what's the difference if it happens by itself, or you have to go and actively put it into a vessel? In contrast, by the liquid levaina, that's what the Gemara is rejecting the proof, where that's not comparable to any one of these things, and therefore we could say it's not an avoida, and maybe it would not be invalidated if it's done by a zara, and if there's no raya, like Rav Mari wanted to bring from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Now the Gemara continues with a similar discussion from the previous Mishnah, which we had mentioned this before. Shachet shnei kevasim. If someone slaughtered the two lambs that are called the kivsat tzaras that are burned on Shavuos, where it says in the pasuk v'yikachav gimel b'shnei kevasim neishon l'zevach shlam, that there were two lambs in their first year that were slaughtered as a carbon shlam. Now those two lambs were the permitters and what sanctified the shtei lechem to be eaten by the kanim. Now, as Rashi points out, although in Shavuos there were seven lambs, and there were two bulls and rams, and the Sirizim that are written over there in the Pesukim. However, the Gemara later on of Menzayim and Alf explains that the bread only becomes sanctified and it becomes permitted only through the slaughtering of these two Kivsei Shlam, Kivsei Tzeres, because since they're together with them in the Tanufa of the elevation process, we see that it's based on those two Kivsei Tzeres, not on the other Karbanos that are burned on Shavuos. So that says the Mishnah, someone slaughters, the Kohen slaughters, or whoever does the Avodah, slaughters the two lambs on Shavuos. And as he's doing the Avodah, he has in mind, Lechel Achas Menachalas Lamachar, to eat one of the two breads, tomorrow, which is Chutz Lizmanoi, or, similar case, Hikter Shnei Bezichin, Lechel Echa Men Hasadar Lamachar. talking about now the lechem upon him, not the shtei lechem of Shavuos, but every Shabbos, that if the kohen who's doing the avodah, he sacrifices both spoons of frankincense, and as he's doing both of their avodahs, he has in mind to eat one of the orders of the breads tamar. There was two siddarim, there were six and six. He has in mind for half of the lechem upon him to eat it chutzas manah. Shabbi Yisrael, he says that regarding both of these cases, Eisei Achala, that one of the two shtei lechem on Shavuos, which they had in mind for. Or Vayis HaSeder, or that order of the breads of the lechem upon him of every Shabbos. Shechishol of Velav, that he had the makshav on, because when he did all the matirim, the two lambs, or the two bezich levain, which they are the permitted, they had in mind regarding only half of what's being permitted. So that one is pigal b'chayim lov karas. If someone would eat from that one right now that the makshav of pigal was on, there's going to be a liability of karas. But Vasheni pasul v'im b'karas. But the second one, the one that didn't have the makshav on it, the other half of the six breads, or the other bread of the shtei alechem, there's not going to be karas on, as the Gemara will explain the reasoning of Rabbi Yitzchak. Now v'chamar, they disagree. They say, no, zev is a pigal b'chayim lov karas. Both of them are going to have a lach of pigal and be liable of karas, because once one has makshav of pigal on any part of the carbon, the whole thing becomes pigal to be liable for karas. Now, Amar Rav Huna, as we said in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yisi Rish Lakish had explained it. So Rav Huna says, Omer Rabbi Yisi, what's the reasoning of his halacha? Is because he holds pigal b'yerech shel yamin, which right and left is not necessarily, it just picks it as an example. If someone, when he's doing the avodah in the carbon, he has a machshava of pigal, of eating the right thigh of the animal, chutz l'zmani, tomorrow, Rabbi Yisi holds that doesn't make that the left thigh, whoever eats it, is not going to be chayav karas. That left thigh doesn't have halacha pigal. My time, what's the reason? So says the Gemara. Ibaisim is svar. If you want, you could say it's based on logic. Ibaisim akrav. If you want, you could say it's based on the verse. As the Gemara explains, Ibaisim is svar. If you want, you could say it's based on logic. Lo yedifa machshava mimaisa tuma. A thought process, which is where pigal comes from, is not any stronger than an active force that contaminates a ritual contamination of an element, which is ilu atamichad aver. If let's say one of the limbs of the carbon would have become tame after it had separated from the rest of the carbon, of the rest of the meat, tamalikuli, would it make the whole carbon tame? No, only what got touched. So therefore here, where it's just a makshava, and the makshava is only on that right thigh, that's not going to make the left thigh pigal, and that's why your BC holds, it's only on the right thigh. Or v'ibayis ema, if you want, you could say it's a krah pasik, which is a mayikra. It says v'anefesh echelz mimenu. This talks about the context of pigal and the soul that eats from it. Avoy neitisa will carry his sin. Now the word mimenu tells us from it, but not from its counterpart. Meaning, if he had in mind only the right thigh, it's only going to be that that's going to have pigal and not the left thigh. However, and therefore, that's what Rav Huna explained. That's essentially the halacha of Rabbi Yisi in our Mishnah, that whatever the machshava pigal was on, that lechem, those breads are going to have, but the rest will not have pigal. However, Isvir of Nachman Rav Huna asked him from the following brisa. The brisa says, "La'olam im bay karas." There is not going to be a penalty of karas in the other bread that he did not have a machshava of pigal on, chiyifagel b'shtein, until the machshava of pigal was on both of the breads, because ice. In other words, even if his machshava of pigal on both of them was even just a combination of both of them of a kezayis, that's enough, and then it's going to be pigal. But it has to be that the machshava of pigal was on both of those breads. And that says the Gemara says Rav Nachman Rav Huna, the deek of the brisa is b'shteinin. Sounds like only if his machshava of pigal was on both breads, which the shtei alechem. But b'achs men loy on only one of them, then it's not going to create pigal in the other one. Says the Gemara, says Rav Huna, says Rav Nachman, Samani. Who's the town of this brisa? Ilei mirabanan, if it's the rabbanan, afel ba'achas menami. Why? Even if he had machshava pigal on only one of them, he said, the racham said in the Mishnah that zev zev pigal, both breads are going to become pigal. So l'b'shid Rabbi Yisi, so obviously the time of the bread says Rabbi Yisi. Oh, so ask Rav Nachman Rav Huna, I amet b'shleim, if you say in the case that you were describing of the two thighs, where they're both coming from the same animal, and there where it's chad gufa, where it's one entity, and if you have a machshava pigal on one of them, the other one will also be considered pigal. Oh, so mishmachim itzarf. So we can understand why, by the case of the two breads, when the Bryce is saying when you have a half a olive size that he's having machshava on one bread, and the chatzis size of the other one, The Brice is saying, but when you combine them together, meaning when you had a machshava on the condition to eat a combination of a gezayis from both of them tomorrow, we could understand why the Brice is saying that the combination of the machshava will help to make it as if they're coming from one entity, from one element, which as the Gemara says in the next daf on Amud Beis, that combination of thought can help to combine it as if it's one thing. That's why by the two breads, where when you have a machshava on one of them, the other one does not become pigel, because it's not coming from one entity. And the so too by his machshava, he's not combining them. He's having machshava only on one of them. And that's why B.C. says, oh, so only that one's going to be pigel, but the other one's not. But if let's say they're from the same animal, and then you would say that having machshava on the right thigh would make the left thigh become pigel, so you could understand, therefore, how the Braisa, if we're explaining it has to be Rabbi Yasi, that if he's having Machshava, that it should be on both breads, oh, then we will consider them as one, and therefore, it could create a halacha of pigel. But as you continue, Tabi Vidal Manala, Feli'i Yarmut, but if you say that by the thighs, where it's coming from the same animal, yet still, Tregufininu, you're saying that if, let's say, he has Machshava of pigel on the right thigh, and not on the left thigh does not become pigel, so then by the case of the Chalis, when he combines them and he has a machshava to eat a combined kezayis of both the breads, mimitzarvi, are they going to combine? How does thinking to have them be like one thing be better than an animal, which you're saying by an animal, it's, which is one thing, that the combination does not go ahead and create to be mitzarv? So therefore, seemingly, Rav Nachman is refuting Rav Huna from the Braisa, where it's seemingly clearly it's not the Chacham, and the other opinion we have in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yasi, and seemingly it's clear that from a Kol Shekein, that if the Brice is saying that by two different breads, that there when he in his head combines them together, because if it's Rabbi Yasi, he said they're two different, but when he's thinking them together, that the two half of Gezaisim together will combine to Gezaisim, from the two of them, that's going to be Pigel, then for sure when it's the thighs, when he's having in mind, the two thighs are that's going to be considered one element, the whole thing is going to be Pigel. And that's not like Rav Nachman, that's not like Rav Huna, who we wanted to say that no, Rabbi Yisi's opinion is that we consider them as two different things. If that's the case, then for sure by the two breads, they're going to be two different things. And how could it be the halacha of pigel?